And we have our special caller, Konnichiwa.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I think she's excited.
She's obviously got the wrong show.
Oh, Messiah.
I made it.
You made it, Messiah.
For our listeners who don't know, Masayo is from Japan, so she's calling us from Japan, where it's probably next Thursday already. And
she crossed the international dateline twice going there.
She's on her lunch hour, I think.
Yeah.
Awesome, you made it. Good job.
I forgot to what should I ask you? Oh my God, I am so embarrassed.
Oh no! We're just glad that you were able to call through. It's fantastic to be able to talk to you. And Masai, you're coming to Mouse Fest, right?
Yes, I am going to Mouse Fest, and I am going to cheering for the Mike and Lynn for the talk.
Oh yeah, great!
Really? We're all going to be there for that.
Oh cool!
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Where are you going?
Yes.
Oh, what resort are you staying at, Messiah, for the Tower of Terror?
I'm for the Tower of Terror, I'm going to stay at the Scopa Towers.
Yay!
Yay!
Scopa Towers. It's made it international now, Mike.
We're so going to have to do an episode on Tokyo Disney.
But unfortunately, I don't have ADR at the Luceria, Canada, so I don't think I can order my Scopa special.
Is Masayo coming to our event, guys?
What?
Is she what?
Is Masayo coming to our Mouse Fest event or dinner?
Masayo, are you coming to the land portion or just the cruise portion of Mouse Fest?
Just the land portion. I'm actually arriving on December 1st.
Oh, you coming in? Okay.
I have to go back to Japan on Mega Mouse Meet Day, so I will miss the Mega Mouse Meet this year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Too bad, I have to take care of my husband and my mother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very good.
So this time, for the Mouse Fest, my husband and my mother will be coming with me. So
okay.
I am hoping to introduce you guys to them.
That'd be great.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I'm getting all excited, Masayo.
Yeah.
I'm getting all excited.
Oh, this will be a great show.
I'm too excited. So I'm messing up your special shows. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
No.
It's okay.
You are making the show even more special.
Oh,
it'll be good to meet you when you come down in October.
Yes, I'm coming in October. Yes.
Yes.
Great. So we'll be able to say hi to you then. I appreciate you calling in, Masayo. It's fantastic to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. And I love the show very much. And please don't say that this will be the last live show. Don't say that.
No. We're just kidding.
Maybe we're not kidding. You guys can sit and do the show. I may not be back next month.
Yeah.
No, please come back, Mike Newell. We will need you.
All right. If you come say back, so, Mike then Newell. I will. All right. Okay.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. Please come back, Mike Newell. Thank you, Masayo.
Thanks, Masayo.
Masayo, you made my night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939.
She's great.
It's a great call.
Scopa-san.
She's great.
Scopa-san. Fantastic. 407-278-5939. Still plenty of time to get your calls in, so if you've got a question you want to ask us, or if you just want to call in and say hi, great opportunity to. 407-278-5939. Still plenty of time to get those calls in. And a lot of people in the chat room, so be sure to check that out if you haven't already jumped in the chat room. It's not like, you know, don't be worried. Ah, there's not really a point anymore. Plenty of time to come into the chat room. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You can find a link to come into the chat room where you can find a lot of the people who've called into the show already, as well as a lot of other listeners. Fred Block is in the chat room, and Fred is, schmoozing it up with all of the listeners and having them say wonderful things about him. And he's having a good time in there. 407-278-5939. And one of the interesting things that's coming up in the next couple months that we've got over here, there's obviously we're coming into the fall and once we get into the fall, really, you know, that those concerns about hurricanes, but really. Is it my imagination, or there have really not been any hurricanes this year again?
I know. Can you believe it?
I know. Every year they're like, "Oh no, this year is not going to be like." Remember last year there was nothing.
Oh, you're doomed. Last year was fine. This year you're screwed. You know, and then it's like, yeah, I know.
Exactly. But well, of course, next year, you know,
well, most of them were in the Gulf this year, weren't they? They weren't the Atlantic ones that we're used to.
Yeah. September's the peak month for hurricanes.
Early.
Yeah,
September's the peak month, Scopa, but I mean, it'll go into October, yeah.
October. We're going in October. I mean, wouldn't it be cool to run that Tower of Terror race during a hurricane? I think that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be great. Really fantastic. I wouldn't mind
running in the rain. I think that might be fun, but but I don't know about the hurricane. A hurricane might be a little, might be pushing it just a bit. So.
We've got a caller coming through. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary from Illinois.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm going to MouseFest. This is my first MouseFest this year. And I'm just wondering, would I be overdoing it if I did more than 3 meets a day?
That'd be my upper limit. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay, hold on. So,
it depends.
First question, Mary.
Go ahead, Lance. Go ahead.
Are the meets all in the same park?
Right.
Well, two of them aren't, so I know I can run back and forth.
How many, so you'd be like in Park A, then Park B, then Park A again?
Probably.
How much time do you have between the meets?
I beg your pardon?
How much time do you have between the meets?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going, you know, looking at all the meets, and I'm trying to plan something, and it's like, I don't know. It'd be two places in the same time.
Yeah. No, 3 would be sort of that'd be like the most I would try and do in one day. It's just hard.
Well, that's assuming, you want to actually do stuff in the parks as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Which
true.
I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how much you want to do in the parks during MouseFest, I think, in terms of how many meets you can do. Certainly, if you look at two different events that are happening at the same time, you got to make a choice. You got to pick one, whichever one you think will appeal to you. And more than likely, a lot of these events come back again next year, so you could certainly come back and do it again, the other one next year. But really, you know, when you're picking these out, I mean, I think as much as you're comfortable doing, I mean, you go to a meet and you like it, why not go to another one? You know, it's a lot, it's fun. I don't know how often you get to go down to Walt Disney World, but certainly if you've got again, I think it depends how much you want to do in terms of just doing stuff in the parks, you know, the usual park stuff. And from then on, I think you can balance it, you know, in terms of how many meets you do and what you're comfortable with. Some people could do one meet and that's enough for them. And other people are meet junkies, you know, and they come to all these different meets and they love it and it's great. So, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say here? You've got to find your own balance. So 3 in terms of time. Sure, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a matter of, you know, what you want to do and how much you want to do in the parks outside of meets.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, and I just want to say I love the show. I can't wait till it comes on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you guys are fantastic, and I can't wait to meet you at MouseFest.
Oh, cool.
Well, thanks so much. We're looking forward to meeting you and all of our listeners at MouseFest this year. It's going to be a fantastic event. So thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Mary, don't go yet. This is Mike Scopa. There is one meet that I would like you to go to.
Which is the 101.
That's the 101, right. And yes. I think that if you have any questions at that point, I'm hoping that those questions will be answered during that meet, okay?
Yes. I mean, because several of these mates have RSVPs, and I'm just wondering, would I be, you know, overexerting myself if I made too many? So, but I think I'll just figure this out, and I still have 2 months, so till then.
It really, like I said, Mary, I think it really, and Mike Scopa, you can comment on this. I just think it's a matter of balancing how much you want to do in terms of the park stuff, non-MouseFest stuff, you know?
Mary, send me some email with your thoughts on what meets you want to do, and I'll be more than happy to give you my opinion on what your plans are.
Mike Newell has a suggestion for you, Mary. Don't go to any of Lou Mangiello's meets.
Yeah.
They last 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and Len, one last question.
Yeah.
I've got an unofficial guide that stayed in 1999.
Is it 1989 or 1999?
1999. Is it time to
update the one? Yeah. Yeah, all the touring plans are new. And yeah, I mean, it's probably three times the size, too. Definitely want to go for the 08 edition.
Okay, well, good night, guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Right.
Thanks,
Mary. See you at Mouse
Fest. We've got a caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Kristen from Minneapolis.
Hi, Kristen. Hey, what can we do for you today?
Well, I wasn't have you guys spoken much about the Tower of Terror run. I missed the first hour of the show, so I wasn't sure if you've already talked about it.
Do you have a specific question?
Scopa will be measuring his speed in terms of continental drift.
Me too.
Should be done in an hour and 10 minutes, you know, give or take. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Do you have a specific question for us? Something that you've been wondering about?
Well, yeah, I didn't know if you guys were going to do a show, just because the race is a nighttime race, which means that the way you spend your day is going to be really different than if you were running a morning race. And I was just wondering, coming in on. I'm assuming most people are probably coming in on Friday.
I'm coming on Thursday, yeah. So I think Scope and I are going to go pick up our race packets at 3 o'clock.
Any suggestions?
I'm going to take it easy Saturday afternoon, but I'm not going to do anything special. I mean, it's only 8 miles. I'm going to...
Only.
Okay, only. Some of us, I know. It's a big deal, it's 8 miles.
like I'm a Kenyan or something, I'm saying only 8 miles, you know? No, whatever.
it's going to be a long one for me, though.
it'll be fine.
Kristen, do you have any specific questions or concerns or?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you would spend the day, because you're going to spend, you know, I know only an 8 miles for some running a half marathon is not a big deal, but for someone where this is an 8 mile is one of my longer runs. And so I'm just wondering how you kind of spend the day.
You know, you really have to watch, I think, your Friday and Saturday for, you know, walking too much.
Okay. Say that one more time.
I don't think you want to overexert yourself on Friday or Saturday, so. You know, getting into bed early is going to be important both days. And you really got to watch how much you walk.
Yeah.
Also want to stay out of the sun.
We weren't really going to tour any parks.
Want to stay out of the sun as much as possible on Saturday. The sun will drain you of energy and will make you somewhat more fatigued as you get towards the end of the day. Like Len said, you want to be aware of your legs and, you know, sort of take a slug touring approach to the parks on Friday and Saturday morning. The other thing is that you may want to stay up late Friday night and sleep in on Saturday morning, because we'll be beginning the race at 9:30. And I don't know about anyone else, but you know, I usually run in the morning, so running at night is going to be very unusual for me. So it'll be, I mean, obviously the adrenaline will be flowing because it's a Disney race, it's Tower of Terror, blah, blah, blah. But I think that it's going to be unusual for a lot of us who are used to running, you know, during the morning hours.
How different do you think the air, because I'm up in the Twin Cities, obviously, because I'm Minneapolis, but how different do you think the air is going to be? I know in the summertime, obviously, it's really humid in Florida, but in October, how different do you think it's going to be as far as humidity, as far as, like, getting used to the way it feels?
I think it's going to be probably in the low. Matt and Len would be good to ask this. I'm guessing the temperatures are going to be probably in the 70s that night. Humidity-wise, it's going to be towards the end of October, so it won't be as warm as it would be in the early.
I bet you the temperatures in the upper 60s, not the 70s. The lows. The lows are in the 70s now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so probably high 60s, maybe 65 to 68, maybe. And humidity won't be so bad. I mean, it'll be at night, so I mean the sun will be down. So I think for a lot of us, it's going to be almost perfect running conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
call it an afternoon, like around noon. You know, on Saturday, go back in and rest and just do some light stretching and stuff, and I think you'll be fine.
When do you think you'll eat your last? Like, when will you eat your last meal?
Ah, good question.
About 32 AD or so? You know, there was Leonardo was there to paint it.
I'll tell you.
Last supper, anybody?
For the half marathon, I usually will have my last meal 12 hours before race start, and that'll be it. And I know a lot of people who are like that. They just don't want to have anything in their belly. I mean, I might have a little power bar that I might eat before the race, but other than that, no real large meals within 12 hours of the race for me.
Len? And you, Len?
Len, we lost Len here temporarily.
Okay. See, a lot of runners, especially those of us who do long runs, we want to be as light as possible. So we don't want to carry a lot of, you know, we don't want to carry water bottles. We don't want to carry a lot of things. We don't want to carry any excess weight, because as you get into the upper echelons of the run, like today I ran like 9 3/4 miles, and I really could have used some kind of pick me up a gel at about the 9 mile mark. Everybody's different, but normally I didn't have anything to eat because I knew I was going to take a long run, so I didn't eat anything for breakfast. I had an early dinner last night, and I felt much better. For some people it works out that way. Others will they'll have dinner at 6 o'clock and they'll run at 9 o'clock. I think what the best advice I can give you, Kristen, is to go with what makes you feel best during your run. You know, try a few things. Try eating, a few hours before you run when you train. Try eating like no closer than 8 hours, and try some different methods. And whichever one works best for you, you know, go with it. You may not be doing the best thing for you right now. You don't know, because if you haven't tried, you wouldn't know. So, I mean, that's the thing to do. You need to try as much as you can before the actual race day, so you'll be prepared.
What things do they? How often do they have water or Gatorade, or how is it every 2 miles?
It depends upon the race.
They probably won't. I don't know if they'll have it at mile one, but my guess is they're going to have it like every mile, mile and a half.
On the 10K races down there, I've seen 3 water stops, about 2 2.5 miles. On the half marathon, Lynn, I don't remember a water stop until we got to the Magic Kingdom.
No, there was one before that. There was one right early on, like a mile one? Two. Actually, look at the map. The map will tell you where the park, the race map will tell you where the
Will Drive, there was the one. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, I'd say every 2 to 3 miles.
At the end of the race, do they have like a first aid station if you need ice or something like that, or is that not around?
Oh yes, they'll have that. Reedy Creek guys will be there. There'll be a tent. There will be paramedics there. There will be doctors there to handle anything. I know I needed one when I did Race for the Cure last year. There'll be plenty of ice if you need to put ice on your knee or on your thigh or whatever, or your ankle.
I'm actually nursing a neck injury, so I'm hoping that I can run.
Are you really?
So. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How'd you manage that?
What was that?
Pile driver, yeah. Wrestling?
Yeah. Tombstone from The Undertaker. It just really just knocked her out.
Nice.
No, I'm not sure what it's from, to be honest. It just happened. This neck spasm.
I'm just hoping I can run.
Yeah, well,
hopefully.
You'll be in Disney. It doesn't really matter. It's like, if I can't run, oh well, just hang out.
If it's warm and humid, it might loosen up. Go ahead, Len. I'm sorry.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. No, it's a girls' weekend. It's the first time we're going to be going there without any children, so we're very excited about it. Yep, I've never been to Disney without kids, so.
Wow.
I know. We have all of our plans set up. So we'll have a good time no matter what. But thank you guys so much for answering my questions. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate that.
Good luck, Kristen. We'll see you down there.
Yep. See you down there. Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
So, Mike, the course map for the Tower Trail race doesn't list the water stops.
It doesn't.
I'm looking at the. No, it doesn't. I thought, you know, like in the half marathon, it'll actually say, you know, water here, water there.
Yeah, no, it's not a very impressive map graphically, if you ask me. The course map for the Tower of Terror race, it's like
pretty rudimentary, but still.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there'll be a more detailed map at the World of Sports when we pick up the race packets. They usually have a much more detailed map there. So.
How many people are signed up for this thing?
I don't know, Len. I know that they closed the 13K and wait a minute. Did they close the 13K? No, they closed the six.
I think they're both closed now.
It's all closed now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all closed. Yep. We've got another call.
Go ahead.
I was just saying we've got another call come through. Hey, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Grant in Colorado.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I've been really curious. You guys have been talking about dressing up for the not so scary party, and I would just like to know what you guys were dressing up as at the Halloween.
I had a fantastic idea to dress up as, and two people bailed out on me for the group. I'm still going to dress up as it, but my costume this year, as of right now, I'm going to dress up as Chad from High School Musical.
Oh, that's awesome.
You could totally pull it off.
I know. So all I do have to do is go to Walmart and get the I Majored in Vacation t-shirt and some capris and an afro, and I am all set.
Nice.
So I'm hoping I had an idea. Grant, can I you take this opportunity to pressure? I had Josh and Sarah, who are researchers for Len in the Unofficial Guide. I wanted them to be Sharpay and Ryan.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be hilarious because they go out together. At, you know, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and obviously in the movie, Sharpay and Ryan are brother and sister. So we thought it would be really funny.
Awkward.
I know, it would be awesome. I thought it'd be awesome.
You have to see the movie. It's not as awkward as you think.
All right. I'll take your word for it. All right, good.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I might do that. Who could I be?
Sharpay.
Did you get any sort of Lady Rob spin on it?
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's not much of a spin.
You could be Zac Efron's character, Len. Troy.
I'm gonna dress up as the girl who likes to gym and pop and all.
Yeah, guys, we can all do that. Yeah, we do that intro from like High School Musical 2 where they do like the thing down the hall where they all like jump up or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? That effect where you know, I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking in the beginning of the movie where they in High School Musical 2 where they're all like bent down like kind of like in leapfrog mode and then they all like stand up as the camera zooms on past them. Anyway, I'm losing.
You will
give me the car crash.
I like turtles.
I like turtles. That's awesome.
Did we lose Matt this time?
I think we lost Matt. It's the Mike Scopa Show.
407-278-5939.
Can we get tensed up again?
My neck just got tight.
I'm all tensed up again.
My headache is back.
I sound like crap.
I like turtles.
What, the audio is...
I like turtles.
Funny.
407-278-5939. And again, we should mention that this episode of Walt Disney World Today is being sponsored by Magic Meats. And if you're interested in Magic Meats 2008, be sure to go to the Magic Meats website at www.magicmeats.com where you can find all the information from 2007 as well as information on the upcoming 2008 event. And we thank the good people at MagicMeats.com, and by good people we mean Fred Block for supporting us and sponsoring the show. 407-278-5939. Still got some time to get in those calls. If you've got questions, I know a lot of people have been trying since really the beginning of the show to get some calls in. You may have said, forget about it. Well, now's the time really, towards the end of the show, really, you can get those calls in. Len, any new touring plans that are coming down the pipeline that we can expect?
We've got the new Nada plans out. We've already reviewed those in the show, so no, everything's pretty static right now. I'm interested to see how Toy Story Mania affects the studios.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, really. I think it's hard for me to handicap it because, you know, on one hand, I could see a lot of people who don't – a lot of families who don't want to split up, and so they're not going to go ride Tower of Terror Rock and Roller Coaster because simply because, you know, that attraction tends to be a very polarized – they're polarizing attractions where, you know, one or two people might like it, but someone in the party doesn't like it. So maybe what you're going to have is a situation where – you're going to have a lot of people going towards Toy Story Mania, which would be great because you need to kind of split off that Sunset Boulevard rush that they've really got going on. And I do think it won't – the lines will still be there for Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, certainly. I don't think this will be the killer attraction that, you know, makes the shifts of the crowd. But I think it's going to be – I think it'll certainly replace a Great Movie Ride, Star Tours. I mean, those attractions are really going to see the hit where you're going to be able to get on those probably a little bit easier than you have in the past.
Cool.
What do you think, Len?
I'm anticipating it to be slightly more popular than Buzz Lightyear, but not a Space Mountain type attraction. So, yeah.
I was gonna say, put in baseball terms, it's a solid number two pitcher, but it's not the ace of your staff.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going with that. Yeah.
407-278-5939, and we've got some time here for a couple more calls. Certainly, we're going a little longer than usual because, again, we had some technical difficulties earlier, and we do have a call coming in. Mr. Newell, let's push the button that brings in the call, if we can. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Dan from Massachusetts.
Hey, Dan, what can we do for you?
Hey, Darren.
Darren, hi.
Darren, sorry.
I just had a question. That's all right. I had a question. I was wondering, I'm actually a junior in high school right now, and I've always kind of wanted to get a job at Disney. And at Disney World, and I wonder what you guys thought the best way to go about doing that would be.
Oh, by far it has to be the college program at Walt Disney World. My fiance did it; she's currently a recruiter for it. When you go to, see, you're a junior in high school or college?
Yes, high school.
Okay, when you go to college, I bet you dollars of donuts that there's a college recruiter on your campus. You can always go to the Disney College program website over there, and you just apply for it. It's fairly simple to get into. I mean, you tell them, you know, what area you're looking for, and assuming you meet the requirements that there are, you go down there. It's a lot of fun. My fiance loved it. A lot of people really enjoy it quite a bit, and it's probably the easiest way into the because you're almost basically guaranteed to get in. And once you've got that in and that experience, it's going to go a long ways if later on you decide you want to go further with the company somewhere down the lines. It's just you've already got your foot in the door. That's probably going to be the best way to do it. You know, in my opinion, because you're obviously there for college already. You're going to get college credit for your work. You're going to get paid a little bit. And basically, you get a semester where you get to go to Walt Disney World. I mean, it doesn't get much cooler than that.
That's awesome. All right. Do you go from your college to Disney World or?
What do you mean?
How do they go about, you know, where does it take place, the college program?
Well, basically what it is. I was to say the college program, the way it works is it's kind of like, you know, people do semester abroad, you know, they'll go like to, you know, Guam or some crazy place, you know, overseas to go do college. Basically, you're doing college abroad in Walt Disney World. You'll go down there. There's a dorm facility. There's a apartment style housing for you that they provide. And what they'll do is you'll go down there. You'll take classes still. You still take classes down there. And instead of, you know, in the time you're not taking classes, you're probably going to be working somewhere on property, whether you do attractions or, you know, if you're working in a hotel or you're working, you know, groundskeeping or something like that, regardless of whatever you're doing, that's what you're going to be doing really in your quote unquote, you know, your free time other than the park. So you're still getting college credit. And when you return back to school, you'll still be ideally back, you know, in the same place where you'll have taken courses, gotten some credit for it. And that's really how it works. You know, you're there for at least 6 months. You can extend if you just stay longer. Any other questions about it?
No, great. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Hey, Darren, make sure you, Darren, make sure you use Lou Mangiello as a reference on your program and your application.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Darren. 407-278-5939. And we will put your calls through. As we wind it down over here, we want to keep in mind if you're interested in what our next couple of live shows are going to look like. We'll give over the schedule in just a second while we answer, right after we answer this call over here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Troy from Huntsville.
Hey, Troy.
It's taken me now 2.5 hours. I dropped you guys at 7 o'clock.
Troy was the first. Troy was the first one on hold, the first one to get through. And when we did the switchover, we lost him. And it's now 10:45. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay. My thumb's sore now, and I can probably press 25 pounds with it.
He's been a trooper. He's been on hold, or he's been trying to get through since just before 8.
How you guys doing tonight? It sounds like you had a good show.
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if you can answer this question or not. The kids and I have been listening to your show since 2005, so that's not too bad for a track record. Wow. But we're
and
going
social
down.
Social services has let you speak to kids. How about that? Huh?
We listen on the way to school in the morning.
Third grade has been the best 3 years of the life. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, we got lucky and got reservations for Wilderness Lodge, not Wilderness Lodge, but Animal Kingdom Villas, and we're going down this week during the Alabama fall break. And the question is, what do you think is the good room for a view and close to the amenities in that area for the villas? You probably haven't been in there yet, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
So the villas are on the.
They're in the Jimbo section.
Yeah. Hold on, let me look at the map.
Now, when's your trip down there?
Well, we're leaving on Sunday. We're going to be there for the week.
Oh, nice. Okay. So Len's going to pull up that information in his handy-dandy unofficial guide to Walt Disney World 2008 edition.
Which, by the way, because we actually got that today.
Oh, page 177 has the best rooms for the lodge. So you'd want something that faces the inside towards the savannah. One of the top floor rooms, top two floors. And then something that's the third building from the end. So sort of the middle part of the U shape that the Animal Kingdom Lodge makes.
Okay.
Right, that third building back. Take a look at the paragraph on 177. Right in the middle of it, it tells you the best rooms to ask for.
Okay, well, I can do that.
Cool.
Great.
You mean I waited all that time for something I could have done myself.
You got to talk to us. So it's all different. It's all good.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Okay,
awesome.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for hanging in there, Troy.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Take care, guys. Bye.
And we have another call coming through. We'll have to hold on to that schedule update. We'll bring that one in, Mike Newell.
There's not much schedule update to update.
The schedule update really is, if you're looking for the rest of the year, this is our September show, obviously. For October, since we're all going to be down in Walt Disney World for the Tower of Terror on the last Sunday of the year, what we're going to end up doing is we're going to have a show the following Sunday, which will be actually the first Sunday in November, and that'll be our October-November show, because obviously we're not going to have a show in November, at the end of November, because that's Thanksgiving, everyone's going to be away doing the Thanksgiving Day stuff. The good news is the week after Thanksgiving, or 2 weeks maybe, is we're going to start having the shows from Mouse Fest. So you're going to have a lot of live shows coming from over there on the cruise, at the land portion. So you're going to have a lot coming in from over there. And that kind of rounds out the rest of our year in terms of the live shows, assuming that Mike Newell and I don't quit after this show. 407-278-5939.
I've already put my papers in.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, caller. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Laurel from Seattle.
Hey, Laurel.
Hey,
how are
Laurel.
You?
Hello. Well, I'm a little late to the game tonight, so someone's probably asked my question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
All right.
And it's about the marathon. And it's about packet pickup for the marathon. I heard that they run shuttles out to Wide World of Sports because there's so many runners. Is that true?
Yep.
When do they start? What day do they bring the shuttle?
I believe it's Friday.
Wait, for the marathon?
For the starting with the 5K, right? So I think the 5K is on Friday.
Oh, the 5K is on Friday, so you'd pick, wait a minute, is it Friday? Yes, it is Friday. So you pick up packets on Thursday, I guess, for that.
Right. So do you know if they run the shuttle on Thursday, or am I going to be stuck with an expensive cab ride out to Wadrol Schwartz?
I'm guessing, Laurel, that there will be some bus service out there somehow.
Yes. Somehow, some way. Okay.
I'm trying to Google this right now, Laurel.
Okay, thank you. Because my fingers are broken. I couldn't Google it myself.
You broke your fingers?
I'm kidding.
Nice.
Laurel, is the marathon your next trip to Walt Disney World?
Oh, no, she's racing in
Tower
of Terror. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, quite all right. No need to apologize, except that you're not running it yourself.
I know, really. Me and Noel are there in support. Someone's got to cheer these guys on. Right, Noel?
That's right.
Which distance you doing?
Some of us are athletes. Some of us are athletic supporters.
I'm doing the 13K.
Thanks, Len.
Oh, cool.
No problem. Yeah.
You can tell he's getting tired.
I know. I'm exhausted. No idea how tired I am right now. You know what? I don't see anything on the site, but you know what, Laurel? I'll call Disney tomorrow and ask for you.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'm actually in Florida myself right now, but that's another story.
Wait, you're actually what? I'm on the Tower of Terror page.
She's from Seattle. Like, she's in Florida. Are you in Orlando?
I'm in Punta Gorda, Florida right now. It was an unexpected trip. So,
is everything okay?
Yeah. And I went to Typhoon Lagoon today because I told my husband to tell me when I crossed the line from insensitive to intolerable. So I haven't crossed it.
Nice.
I went to two Van Halen concerts in 3 days this weekend. My wife is probably ready to kill me right now. It's all I could talk about for the last week, so I'm sure she's glad it's over.
Two nights in a row? Same
thing? We are too, Len. We are too.
Thursday, Saturday. Yeah, I know. Everyone else is too. I'm going to stop talking about it. It was fun. I'll check on that tomorrow for you, though, because I think either they've got to have some sort of transportation there, because what if you don't bring a car? You're going to run?
Right.
Look, there's no point that's more than 9K from the Wide World of Sports. This is just going to be a little warm-up.
I think I heard that they did like dry runs of the route on Thursday to try it out, but I don't know. You hear this stuff on the street, you don't know whether to believe it or not.
No, I'm sure they've got to have some sort of bus service there. There's no other way they're going to get that many people there.
Right.
I'm sure they don't want cabs or anything like that. They want the most efficient transportation possible. Yeah, I'll check tomorrow. Cool. Get the schedule.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Laura.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
That's twice you've done that.
Bye-bye. What?
See ya.
Bye.
And with Laura, I think we're going to wrap it up for today.
Laurel.
I want to thank our sponsor of Magic Meets, which is going to be held on July 19th, 2008 in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, which is just 20 minutes away from Hershey Park. Magic Meets 2007 sold out to 540 people in just 10 short days. So if you're interested in the 2008 event, be sure to visit www.magicmeets.com for all the information from 2007, as well as information from the upcoming 2008 event. And if you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the Walt Disney World Today website at www.wdwk.com. You can also email us at questions@wdwk.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchker. We'll see you on the next show.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!